Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes? Don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page, select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. They say that secrets don't make friends. Well, actually, I don't know who says that or who they is, but I've heard secrets don't make friends. But what about a friend that shares a secret behind an interview question? Yeah, that's right. We're friends. This is an edition of The Secret Meaning Behind Interview Questions. There's many of them, and we'll keep going on these. The questions aren't what the questions seem at face value. Most interview questions have a secret motivation behind them. They're formulated to get you to elaborate on what's really going on without you knowing it. It's clever, it's scary, it's common, and you need to know about it. For today's topic, we're going to cover a question about feedback you've received about yourself, maybe from a manager, a team member, a boss, a teacher, or anything else like that. Thank you to MLPGTO for the 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This person said, great podcast. Thank you for providing such a great podcast. The insights and advice on job search and interview techniques are incredibly valuable. I'm learning a lot from each episode. This review came from France. Thank you to all my French listeners for the love and support. Get a lot of great reviews from France. I really appreciate the love. I've been to your country. I've drank your wine. I enjoy Beaujolais a little more than I should. Wherever you are, please leave a quick rating and review. Let me know what you find most valuable, and I will keep it coming. So you're at an interview, and maybe you're asked, can you give us an example of a time that you've received negative feedback from a boss or manager? Or they might say, can you tell us about a performance review that you received negative or not great feedback on? Another variation of that question, I believe, has the same sneaky intention behind it as you can you share a time when your work has been critiqued or criticized? If your first instinct when hearing this is, oh crap, they want me to say something bad about myself, they're trying to get me to spill the beans on my weaknesses, well, your first instinct is mostly wrong. I mean, when you answer this question honestly, yes, you will share one of your weaknesses or a weak moment of yours, or some a weakness in your working style or maybe output. Bad feedback you've received, a critique you've been given, but that's not the master plan here. The question, can you give us an example of time you received negative feedback from boss or manager, is being asked to do a couple things. Understand how you react to criticism. Understand your own perspective of your skills, your strengths, and your weaknesses to gauge your truthfulness. So number one, understand how you react to criticism. Maybe this is someone you've worked with in the past. Maybe you've witnessed this. People where they cannot accept that they've done anything wrong. They cannot accept any feedback on how to do things better. Maybe it's a friend and you're working on something together and they go, oh, I got it. You say, hey, actually, you know, the way you're doing this, there's this better way. They go, oh, I got it. Don't worry about it. Right? That type. Don't worry about it. Don't tell me what to do. So maybe you've seen this before, and this type of person is really hard to manage because there's always room for improvement. Even if you're a master at something, there's something new to learn. There's a better way to do it. Maybe it's a different way that's equally as good, but just a different approach. So let's come up with an example here. We'll say that our interviewee, the job applicant, is asked about a time that they received negative feedback or criticism. Our applicant, Paul has a good answer and a bad answer, or there is a good answer and a bad answer. The bad answer that Paul gives is this: my boss made some unnecessary comments about how I was turning in late work and asked that I have it ready in time. What he didn't understand was that I was doing three people's jobs and working on other stuff at the same time. It's not my fault that they can't afford to hire more people. So we learn a couple things about Paul here from that answer. Paul thinks his boss is stupid, resents the company he works for. Paul doesn't like being asked to turn things in on time. Paul is probably slow at his work. He is overworked, okay? And the company should hire more people, if possible. I'm not defending the company in this fake situation, but that is certainly not a winning answer. It's not even that bad compared to how a lot of people answer that question. And Paul's probably telling the truth about being overworked by doing many people's jobs at once. But overall, the company is hearing late work and excuses. Even though they are reasons, not excuses, that's what they're hearing. Now let's look at another job applicant that has a good answer. This is Paula, that's asked the same question and is in the exact same situation. Can you give us an example of a time you've received negative feedback from a boss or manager? Paula says, several years ago, I turned in two assignments over 3 days past when I committed to turn them in. My manager shared the need for consistency between my commitments and our company's deadlines. I felt awful and asked her if she could help me improve my time management in this area. She had some awesome feedback that made a big difference and impact on my performance. She recognized that I was covering for a couple open roles and I had a ton on my plate. Together, we made a plan so that things went smoothly, and I've had all of my work done ahead of schedule since then. She is an awesome leader and manager, and I appreciate so much the willingness at this company and from her to invest in me and help me improve, because we all always are. I will admire her and strive to be the type of manager and professional that she is my entire career. You're hired. You're freaking hired. Same question, same situation. Different maturity levels, different perspectives, different responses to criticism. Here's what Paula did. She put the situation in the past, not yesterday, not the reason she's interviewing now. She told the truth about past weaknesses. She framed the manager's feedback as a good and helpful and fair thing. Paula showed humility and the ability to grow by asking for help. Paula shared evidence of how she changed and the results. And she even gave credit to her manager that criticized her. It wasn't really criticizing, right? It's feedback, it's improvement. Managers love credit. That shows so much professionalism and maturity to give it, and people love receiving it. Now, all of that just happened in my head. I made it up, of course, but those are two very practical and realistic scenarios. So let's move on to number two. The second reason that this question, secret reason this question is asked, is for them to understand your own perspective of your skills, your strengths, and your weaknesses. So we just got the perspective of someone else critiquing our strengths or weaknesses. So now, how do we see ourselves? This would be reflected in answers to the question, which quickly pivot to defending oneself against criticism, saying how the negative feedback was wrong, giving excuses, so on. Employees do receive feedback that is inaccurate from time to time. Any professional, any top professional hire isn't going to dig into drama for their answer for this question. They're not going to go to the crazy situation. They would simply use another example. So the type of person that gets defensive, claims to have received inaccurate feedback, what they are right or wrong about, or if they jump to drama, it says a lot about their perspective of their own skills. That type of person almost always thinks they're perfect. They don't actually think they're perfect, but anytime they're given feedback or criticized, it's never their fault. Maybe, like I said earlier, you've seen someone like this in your own life that goes from job to job frequently. You know, they're the ones that were fired, and sometimes they admit it, but sometimes it happens frequently, and it's never their fault that they lost a job, right? It's always bad coworkers and bad bosses. They just have the worst luck everywhere they go. They run into the worst people that are impossible to get along with. A good recruiter will recognize this type of pattern and these signs and consider if it's a red flag. People lose jobs. I've lost jobs. Companies go to businesses. Departments get laid off. Sometimes things just don't work out, right? The role just isn't quite right. That's okay. But when they see this pattern of quick job changes and then this type of drama that's brought into the interview conversation, they recognize that. So overall, this second idea here is, when asked to reflect not on negative criticism you've received from someone else, but from yourself, being able to do the same thing, humbly state a weak point that you recognized in yourself and the steps you took to correct that. Finally, and maybe most simple of all, is to gauge, this question is asked, can you tell us about negative feedback you received? It's to gauge your truthfulness. Now, for the last two points, for the bad examples, I don't even think those candidates are lying. They're just sharing their perspective on themselves and their skills, which is skewed. They think that they are without faults, like our last example. We have the liar, the egomaniac, the person that sees himself as so great that they believe if they say that an interview that they're perfect, the interview will believe that they are and astonished at how incredible they are. This person will give a couple different types of answers, but they're never going to say that they receive feedback on something that they've done wrong. It's always going to be someone else or some other situation that's wrong. They might say that they've never received negative feedback or criticism at a job. Another way to say that might be that they can't remember any negative feedback, which is worse because you've most likely received it. And so if you don't remember it, negative feedback, it must not have been very impactful. You must not have listened very closely. So as we talk about truthfulness, and I guess listening to this episode puts you in a situation where you need to think through this question and have a response, because even if you've never truthfully ever received negative feedback, maybe you're earlier in your career or you're unlike me and most other people where you've never made a mistake, you're going to have something to bring here. Because if you don't, they will think that you're lying and they won't believe, even if it's the truth, that you've never done anything wrong or received negative feedback. If you haven't received negative feedback, you haven't grown. I've received a lot. I am always working to improve. I think the further I get in my career, the more conscious I am of my need to improve and the more I see my weaknesses. When we're talking about truthful or untruthful answers, they might feign humility and say, I've been lucky to have had great jobs that I'm good at and never had an issue. Most common is that nothing comes to mind, like I said. Anyone that has had any type of role for more than a couple months has received feedback on their work. Even if it's just, hey, you're doing it this way, that works great, but here's the shortcut I found that is aligned with the process, but it actually just saves time and saves material. It's just doing it this way instead. Or just being guided how to do things differently or improve. if you are in that tiny minority of people that have never had any of this, never had a critique or idea how you can prove, it's probably, like I said, just best to lie and make up a situation. It could be maybe you've done everything right, but you've seen ways that other people have improved. You can just say, hey, look, I was doing this one way and I learned to do it this new way. And I was told this new way is better. And I'm really glad that someone critiqued my work because I have learned this more efficient way that saves the company time and money. When you say you've received none at all, you're either dishonest or disillusioned or maybe perfect. Make sure to use examples I've shared here to formulate your own answers and avoid some of these major league mistakes. Remember what Paula did in this situation. And I'm not telling you to lie about your answer and say that you've never done anything wrong. To clarify, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you were at a job and you were never given a way to improve or feedback on your critiques, if you say that you haven't received your critiques, even if that's the truth, it's just going to look bad and weird. So just to review that, make sure you have an example of a way you've applied feedback or input or a suggestion to improve, because that's the big idea here. So Paula, she put the first thing she did right, she put the situation in the past, right? So you're saying, hey, not like yesterday, I screwed up really bad at my job. That's, you don't want to say that interview. She told the truth about the past weakness and she framed the manager's feedback. It's a good thing. She showed humility and the ability to change. She shared evidence of how she changed and the results, and she even gave credit to the person who took the time to help her understand what needed improvement. What an awesome answer, Paula, and what an awesome way to format. If you want to rewind and write those points down, that will help out a lot. In summary, focus on how you reacted to criticism, which is not blaming others or not pushing aside the issue, right? You take ownership. A good answer shows you can learn and grow from feedback. Number two, be honest about weaknesses, but frame them in the past. Show how you've improved since then. It's all about the outcome, the improvement. Avoid defensiveness or excuses. Don't badmouth past employers and don't tell the reason behind the mistake, right? Like being overworked, that example. I was doing three people's jobs. That is the truth, and it's unfortunate, but it's not going to invalidate the weakness. Don't badmouth past employers either. It's okay to say that you've never had any major weaknesses, but be prepared to discuss how you've sought feedback to improve. So, you know, if they say, can you tell a story of something major that's happened? You can say, hey, look, there's been nothing major, but here's a couple things that I've gotten feedback on, and then use the answer format from there. So I'm not trying to tell you two different things. I'm just saying if you're asked for something major, it's okay to say there's been nothing major, but you want to have something to share in general. The best format here, the one I used in review, briefly describe a situation you received negative feedback, acknowledge your weakness, explain how you took the feedback and improved, show the positive outcome, and then thank the person that helped you grow. That person's not going to be in your interview. Give them credit. Use their first name. Say, my manager, Dan or Danielle, did this, and this is why I've improved and learned how to eliminate these mistakes, and that's what I'm eager to bring to your company. There's a lot of secret meaning behind interview questions. Many of them have a real reason it's being asked, just like this one. Stay tuned. I'm going to do more of these. Would love to hear if there's an interview question that you're extra worried about. Write into me with the voice mailbag at jobinterviewexperience.com. Let me know an interview question that you want me to dig into. Peel back the layers and expose some answers. I think there's probably even better ones than this. This is just what came to mind. Let me know. I'm here to help. Got a bunch of great content coming soon. So make sure to hit subscribe to the Job Interview Experience if you're on Spotify, Apple, or the 10,000 other podcast players. Stay up to date. My goal is to help you get a better job faster. That's what my content is here to do. In the meantime, digest or absorb or process this episode and apply it to your interview, because this is a common interview question. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. Remember to hit subscribe. Talk to you soon.